We're going to hear from four men. I'm one of them. Kelly Jennings is going to go next. Kelly, when he comes up here, he's going to talk about something that's really, really important. He is going to talk about how fathers particularly are called by God to be prophets, priests, and kings. And I'll never forget the first time I ran across that thought. And it was so stunning. And I think when a father gets a hold of this, it's powerful. It's really good. When a man knows what he's supposed to do and what he's supposed to be in the world. But Annie Kelly's also going to talk about how powerful it is when you connect a prophet, priest, and king with an obedient daughter. You've got a power-packed deal going on. There's nothing more powerful in the world than a father and a daughter. The father proclaiming the word of God tenderly, a compassionate priest in his home, and a real leader. When you connect that with a daughter who says, I'm gonna follow my daddy. What's coming to my mind are all kinds of stories of just the power of God working through that. It's so important. So Kelly's going to talk about that. Trent Moody, he's going to take us to Nehemiah. Nehemiah chapter 3. And he's going to talk about the building of the wall. But he's going to take us to one of the neatest passages in Nehemiah. I preached in Nehemiah a few years ago. I could not wait to get to this passage, man. I really couldn't. Because here's the deal. You know, they're all building the wall. You know, they have their weapons on one hand and they have their trowel in the other, and they're building the walls. But there's this guy. There's this guy building the wall, and he doesn't have any sons. All he has are daughters. Only daughters. Okay? It was a power punch. It was a super-duper power punch. You know, Jonathan Edwards had mostly daughters. I think did he have just one son or something like that? But, you know, daughters are powerhouses, or at least they can be. They can be such marvelous forces for joy, for service, for every good thing. So Trent is going to come and talk about this whole matter of families linking arms together, working together, building the wall together, you know, and in the context of these, I'm just going to call them cranking daughters. They were great. I can picture it in my mind's eye. There they are. They're on this big wall. They're hauling these massive rocks, and they're putting them back in place right in front of their house. You know, they were protecting the part of the wall in front of their house. That's what a woman should do. She's a protector of her home. But anyway, Trent is gonna bring us that. Then Mike Davenport, he's gonna take us into the world of Caleb. Now Caleb had a daughter, by the way. You'll learn that when he talks about Caleb. Caleb was a father, and he was a warrior, and he was a follower of God, and he was a leader. Got that? Follower, warrior, leader. Well, I'm just telling you what Mike is going to say. So don't forget it. The repetition is good. And he's going to talk about how a father and a daughter can really set the agenda and the example for another generation. We need fathers and daughters to work together for the sake of the next generation. All my daughters are grown. They're all having babies and everything like that. Now, I tried really hard to get my daughter Claudia to come and sleep with me in this tent with my other grandkids, because she is my daughter, but she's having a baby girl. And I was thinking, hey, that's my granddaughter in there. Come on, let's have a father-daughter retreat, you know? So anyway, my girls, they wrapped their whole lives around our family's vision. And so many good things happen from that. I mean, conferences, gatherings, you know, even Things like this. You know, my daughters pulled all this stuff off. My daughters made marriage retreats happen. My daughters made father-son retreats happen. My daughters worked like crazy, and they loved it. And they set the stage for a lot of blessing. Their labors were massively important. And I'm so thankful for them. Because when I said, hey, we're going to go do this, they said, yeah, let's go for it. They never complained. I never heard a single complaint their whole life. And they just did it, you know. They followed their dad. And that's what you girls need to do. Follow your dad. Find out how to make your dad's vision really work well. You know, some of you don't have dads here tonight, but your mama, you can do that with your mama. You know, you take that mama and you help her and you make life happen the way that God has led her to make it happen. And this is one of the great functions of daughters, is that they're so powerful in service. And when a daughter is a dutiful, faithful, energetic, hard-working girl, heaven and earth moves. And I've seen it. I was thinking today, you know, after talking about my dad, just how thankful I am for my daughters. They all love one another. They love to be with one another. And they didn't let little things get in the way of their relationship. And so, you know, the Lord just blessed them. And now God's just continued to bless them in so many ways. So I hope some of you girls are like my daughters. Okay? They were awesome. They really were. Okay. So that's what's gonna happen. Now I'm gonna open us up to Proverbs 24. Open your Bibles at Proverbs 24. You've heard of the Proverbs 31 woman? I'm going to tell you about the Proverbs 24 man. Now, this is one of my father's favorite proverbs, and he quoted it hundreds of times. And let's read it, verse 1. Do not be envious of evil men, nor desire to be with them, for their heart devises violence, and their lips talk of troublemaking. Through wisdom a house is built, and by understanding it is established. By knowledge its rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. A wise man is strong, yes, a man of knowledge increases strength. For by wise counsel you will wage your own war, and in a multitude of counselors there is safety. So I want to walk you through this. I'm going to mainly be talking to fathers, but also I'm going to talk just a little bit to daughters, but mainly to fathers here. Okay, and I'm going to talk about the ways of a righteous man, and there are several points that I'm going to give you. I'm going to give you 7 points, 7 things for fathers. These are really, really important. Number one, he's not impressed with evil men. He's not impressed with evil men. Verse 1, the beginning. Do not be envious of evil men, nor desire to be with them. But here's a reality of life. Men are controlled by those who they respect. And if you respect evil men, they'll have power in your life. And you don't want evil men to have power in your life. Do not be envious of evil men. In other words, don't think that they're great. Don't want what they want. Don't want to be what they are. You know, the world is full of entertainers and all kinds of people that really should be completely ignored. Men should ignore them. So the question is, you know, men, are there any evil men that you need to just start ignoring and turning your face away from them? Do not be envious of evil men, nor desire to be like them. As rich as they are, as smart as they are, as talented as they are. Forget that. Be the man that God made you. That's who you've been given. You've been given yourself. So forget other men. Number 2. He does not desire to be with evil men. He does not desire to be with evil men, nor desire to be with them. And, you know, this is one thing about my father. He didn't want to be with evil men. He wanted to be with holy men. That's who he wanted to be with. And it's very important that we understand how harmful it is to be celebrating celebrities. This kind of man here is not trying to reproduce somebody's life who has it all. He doesn't care about that. His role models are different. He's a follower of Jesus Christ. He wants to become like Jesus Christ. And he doesn't clap for the wicked. He doesn't celebrate the celebrities when they say things. He's not looking for their life. He's looking for life eternal. Number three, he brings benefit, not harm. Verse two, he brings benefit, not harm. For their heart devises violence, and their lips talk of troublemaking. This is a man who wants to do good. He wants to do good to other people. He wants to do good to other men. He wants to do good to his family. He wants to do good to all men. Number four, he builds his house with wisdom. Verse three, through wisdom a house is built. Through wisdom a house is built. Now, all of you are building a home. Even you daughters, even the youngest daughters, you're building a home life now by your attitudes, whether they're wise or whether they're unwise. And so I really want you daughters to think, am I building a house with wisdom? Proverbs says a foolish woman tears her house down. Proverbs says a wise son makes his father glad. And you can just say that a wise daughter makes her father glad. It means the same thing. A wise daughter makes her father glad, and a foolish woman tears it down. But wisdom is what builds a house. It's a man's wisdom that makes a home a place of safety, a place of joy, a place of happiness. That's what wisdom does. By wisdom, a house is built. You know, also in Proverbs, Solomon says, the wisdom of the wise uses knowledge rightly. The things that you know being translated into wisdom is really good for your home. By wisdom, a house is built. By the way, the Bible also says Christ is the wisdom of God. So becoming like Christ is the way to have wisdom rule in your house. Number five, he establishes his house with understanding. By understanding, it is established. In other words, it's made strong. In other words, his house is like a rock. It's built on the rock, not shifting sands. Number six, he fills his house with knowledge. That's verses 4 and 5. I love these verses. By knowledge, the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. A wise man is strong, yes. A man of knowledge increases strength. So notice the words here. They are precious and pleasant, and they are riches. Those three things. By the way, we're going to memorize this verse right when we're done. By knowledge, the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. Precious. What does it mean to have something that's precious? Something that is precious is something that's scarce. You don't find it everywhere. It's rare. It's desirable. Like gold. There's not much of it around. You start digging, you're not going to find much gold. It's rare. It's precious. And that's why it's very expensive. But What God desires for your home is that you are filling your home with precious things. Now, what that means is that you're filling your home with things that are they're unusual. They're different. Other people don't live that way. Other people don't do those things. And it's very, very important that the church really understands that their greatest calling is to do the things that are precious and rare and not be afraid of being rare, not be afraid of being strange. If Christians aren't strange in the world, then something's really wrong. But you don't want your family to look like every family out there in the world. You want it to look like God's family. And they're pleasant. They're not just precious or in rare, but they're pleasant. In other words, they're delightful. And they are also riches. They are wealth. It's kind of like the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Those are riches. Those are the greatest riches that you can have in your home. Doesn't matter how much money you have. If you don't have love, joy, and peace, and patience, you don't have anything. And then seventh, he wages war using wise counselors. He wages war using wise counselors. That's verse 6. For by wise counsel you will wage your own war, and in a multitude of counselors there is safety. So this has to do with the use of wisdom to make you strong. And by finding wise counselors, the wisest counselor is Jesus Christ. And there are other counselors of lower level that can be very helpful. But the Lord is the greatest counselor. But it's critical that men are humble enough to seek counsel and to find wisdom from a source not their own. You know, one man might see a danger that another man doesn't see. And that's where counselors come in. It's very helpful. So, we're here to talk about families that build pleasant and precious riches for by wisdom. We're here to talk about prophets, priests, and kings. We're here to talk about the glory and the power of an obedient daughter. We're here to talk about fathers who restore the walls and girls who are wall builders with their fathers. And we're here to talk about men like Caleb, who stood in his generation and set a marvelous example, never forgetting that Caleb had a daughter. And that daughter had a father who was wise and did really good things for his daughter. So that's where we're headed in this whole thing. So let's stand. We're gonna memorize a little section here. And then we're gonna have a time where you can just talk together about these things. We're gonna memorize Proverbs 24:3. Through wisdom a house is built. Repeat. Through wisdom.